I'll give you an idea about the Greek labor market. Okay. Just to begin with, the responsibility for the vocational guidance in the sector of education in Greece lies with the Ministry of National Education and branches down to the Pedagogical Institute and mainly to the Directorate of Career Counseling and Education Activities. Now, in the sector of employment, responsible is the Ministry of Employment with OAED, which is the Greek Manpower Organization, acting as chief spokesman and executive of the ministry in this respect. Now, those two ministries have also established ECEP, which is the National Resource Center for Vocational Guidance in Greece, and it is vested with a twofold function in a national level, operating as a link between the education and the labour market, and on a transnational level, contributing to the promotion of the European dimension in information dissemination and counselling and vocational guidance. Okay. Now, ASEP, it is the state agency responsible for the public employment in Greece, and its main three of its main responsibilities is the selection of the permanent personnel of the public sector, the conduction of written competitions for filling in positions of the public sector, and the control over the classification of the state employees. Yes. There is also a Greek law according to which the proclamation of new employment positions, namely 80%, is forecasted every year within the enterprises of the private and the public sector. And the hiring process is coordinated by OAED, and the positions are distributed to people with disabilities based on various criterions.
Is this a quota system?
Sorry?
Would you call this a quota system, that 8% of the places have to be occupied by disabled people?
Mm. Of course not. What do you mean?
The quota system. That's
the quota system means that by law a certain percentage of the staff has to be disabled.
Yes, that is.
That's it.
Yes. So, according to very recent research of Eurostat, 60% of the Greek population between ages 15 and 64 is currently employed, while the Greek seems to work far above the European average, which is namely 42 hours per week. And that's the second place after Czechs, I think. Now, about the part-time occupation, it's not very widespread in Greece, so we have only 4.8% percent of a part-time occupation of the Greek employees. The unemployment. Now, according to the Eurostat report, during the second quarter of 2005, it was up to 9.8%. And however, there has been an important reduction of the long-term unemployment indicators in Greece, which is one of the most serious problems in the Greek labour market. Okay, Tora. According to the NSSG report, which is the National Statistical Service of Greece, 18.2% of the Greek population has a disability. As you can see, the percentage between women is higher than that of men. 83% of the people with disabilities are currently economically inactive, and 8.9% of them is unemployed. The percentages of the general population are 58 and 9.6 accordingly. Based to the same research, 42.5% of people with disabilities believe that they do face problems of social exclusion, mainly caused by insufficient allowances and unemployment. In the next table, there are certain kinds of assistance provided within their workplace. And however, it looks that it is higher, the percentage, in the public sector than that in the private. Okay, I'll be very quick and present you an important research from BPRC, which is an independent research organization in Greece. And I found it really important because it shows the current situation of the Greek enterprises right now. So 0.2% of the employees of the samples have a physical disability. 38.1% of the samples enterprises were obliged to hire an employee with physical disability by law, and secondly, because of the company's social policy. 38.6% of the enterprises would hardly hire a person with physical disability, and 69% of the enterprises of the sample said that they would face problems hiring a person with physical disability because of their potential ineffectiveness to work, and secondly, because of their potential, again, low productivity. Now, finally, according to a very recent announcement of the Ministry of Unemployment, there has been an important decrease of the number of unemployed people that are registered in OAED. And according to the same announcement, one of the reasons is because OAED had launched 80,000 new vocational opportunities, according to the announcement, of course. Now, Greek citizens, however, have a rather limited expectations for their country's economical situation for 2006. And finally, with a chance of the European Year of Workers' Mobility, let me inform you that Greece holds the second lowest place with 2.2% after the Netherlands, I think. That was it. I hope I didn't make you tired.
Anna, by mobility, what do you mean?
By?
Mobility, what does it mean?
Mobility.
Is it transnational mobility or within the country?
No, within the country and transnational mobility as well. For a period of 3 months, they do not change jobs, they do not...
Okay,
okay, thank you.